The seats by this time were laid out in white draperies. The house looked very desolate. I knew that my poor hat was dead. With an air of cheery confidence, the hall porter turned into the first row of seats. "It may have been kicked onto the stage," I said as it began to slow down. "It may have jumped into one of the boxes. It may have turned into a rabbit. You know, I expect you aren't looking for it properly." The manager was extremely sympathetic when we came back to him. He said, "Oh, I'm sorry." Just like that. "Oh, I'm sorry." "My hat," I said firmly, "has been stolen." "I'm sorry," he repeated with a bored smile, and turned to look at himself in the glass. Then I became angry with him and his attendants and his whole blessed theater. "My hat," I said bitingly, "has been stolen from me while I slept." "You must have seen me wearing it in the dear old days. Greeny brown it was in color, but it wasn't the color that drew your eyes to it. No, nor yet the shape, nor the angle at which it set. It was just the essential rightness of it. If you have ever seen a hat which you felt instinctively was a clever hat, an alive hat, a profound hat, then that was my hat, and that was myself underneath it, a crown of sorrows.